Yo, UFO podcast, unidentified Floridian object podcast. We bite, man. We here with a quick doubleheader real quick to show y'all boys some things. We're going to get right. Hey, just stick with us. You know, this is a slight sound check just to make sure our fucking vocals are right. You know, we got tech man, engineer, Mongol, and his motherfucker, Sean. So, you know, from here to Ireland, we gonna get it popping. We're going to get it popping in this bitch. Stig, like real fucking talk. How's that sound? Do you
maybe it's tiny, but move your mic a tiny bit closer. Just to work it.
Tiny bit closer. Tiny, tiny bit closer. Like, I want to make sure I can be heard, man. I want to make sure the message is amplified the correct way. Like, real shit. Like, we're going to get into some shit today. Like, hey. All right, bet. It still sound a little off?
No.
All right, bet. Them vocals sound all right? You can hear it? All right, bet. Yo, turn me up, Sean. Turn me up. Always want to say that. Like, that's what I hear them rappers say, so I've been wanting to say that shit. Real talk. But, yeah, man. So, Unidentified Floridian Object Podcast. We're an entity of Florida. We speak for Florida. We speak for the South, you know. It's just what it is. I told y'all that in the first part. I told y'all that in Frankenstein. I told y'all that in the Waterman effect. So, like, y'all understand the deal. All right, so before we start, I want to give y'all some slight clarity about the Waterman effect because I got some, a little drawback and some confusion. Like, people really didn't understand where I was going with that. So, I want to give y'all, like, kind of a little breakdown of where I was going and like what my head was thinking about, because it was some random shit. Like, just like with all of my podcasts that I name, it's going to be like random shit. I try to tie it together with some like simple symbolism, nothing crazy at all. It ain't that deep. But like I was saying, the water balloon effect, to me, when I say the water balloon effect, I mean like it's going to be a guaranteed bus on bus situation. No homo. Like, I mean, these jits are put in the situations, like these young Florida jits in particular are put in situations to where it's almost justifiable that they have to go fucking ride on the ops or some shit like that. And that's why I say when it's guaranteed to bust, just like a water balloon, if you drop it, that's the water balloon effect. These jits, like, I don't know if we're in a right or wrong scenario when we at war. It ain't no, oh, he did this, he the good guy, he did this, he the bad guy. Like, you're going to pick a side. But the water balloon effect is just basically when some chain of events goes off that makes it justifiable to each side of war to continue killing each other. Like, real shit. Like, it's some crazy shit. So that's what the UFO podcast calls it. Like, real shit. It shouldn't be happening like this, but it is. But, you know, we here to discuss alien shit. Like, we here to discuss alien-like behavior that's happening in our state, mostly towards, like, the politicians and the power dynamic between us and the motherfucking legislations, the banking systems and stuff like that. So when I say we're here to discuss alien-like activity, I mean as far as shit that has no space on Earth. That's what the epitome of the UFO podcast is about. You know, like, I just had to give you all that clarity because I've seen a few people confused. Like, oh, man, why you got balloons? Is this nigga throwing a party? Like, is it a fucking birthday party? Where's the hot dogs and cookies? Where's the chips? Like, it ain't no fucking party, man. This shit's real, man. It's like real fucking war, man. Like, these Tallahassee niggas will know what I'm talking about. These Jacksonville niggas will know what I'm talking about. These Broward niggas will know what I'm talking about. These Orlando niggas, like, motherfuckers like that, they'll know what the fuck I'm saying. Like, I'm just, like, you probably don't get it because you're not cut from that, but I'm just speaking sign language to my brothers, like, so, like, they get what I'm saying. Like, that's who the message for. Fuck it. So, and that's basically my intro for the UFO podcast, Unidentified Floridian Object Podcast. Yo, Abby, what's up?
Hey.
In your fucking mouth, bitch. You fucking heard it, man. You heard it in your fucking mouth. UFO podcast. So today I'll be discussing like some very relevant shit, some shit that matters to everybody. You know, I'll be discussing whole phases. I'll be discussing the fact that fucking Apple has not listed my pod yet. So I'm not fucking frustrated. but I do feel a type of way. So whenever y'all could do that, apples and bananas, that'll be super dope, man. You know, y'all got the market, y'all cornered the market on that end. So we'll be definitely honored to be on y'all platform. So yo, shout out to Spotify and Google. If you want to find our podcast right now at the moment, our podcast is on Spotify at Unidentified Floridian Object Podcast, also on Google Podcast, which is kind of different for me. Like, I just wanted to test something out, so I added my shit to Google Podcast, because Google is a badass company. We know about, like, their tech achievements. Like, we know where Google is going. Like, they're going to be around like Apple. They're a staple. Fuck it. So if you want to find us right now, find us on Spotify and find us on Google. Like I said, Apple's coming soon. Like, I woke up in a different mood today. I woke up in a weird mood, man. Like, all this shit going down, like, all this fucking weird shit. Like, I just can't deny that a young nigga woke up with murder on his mind. Like, not saying that that's what I'm, like, trying to go out here and accomplish, but it's just so much shit going down, from the Palestinian shit to the wars in Florida to, like, the wars in all y'all other niggas' city, man. Y'all know the deal. And I think at this one point in time, I think it's, like, sort of, and y'all just bear with me, because, like, my brothers, they had some shit to do, so y'all finna just get the rant. Like, I'm here for the mental currency, trust me. So y'all bear with me. But, like I said, right now I'm feeling like the world is entering some sort of enlightenment period. Like, people have one mutuality, and it's the fact that everybody at this current moment is feeling uncomfortable or unsure about the future. That's how we all feel. That's how you feel listening to this. That's how your parents feel. That's how the people in Africa feel, the people across the world. They feel quite unsure about the fucking future. And because of that, we're seeing a lot of unprecedented things take place. Like, and a lot of this shit is appropriate, so fuck it. We're going to get into it. But, yeah, man, a cop started a new KKK in the South. That's how it is, man. They moved all the way around. We getting into it. I don't give a fuck. Like, shit's getting fucking savage, man. And we're really going to approach the complexities of what the fuck to do about our police system in America that cannot be reformed. Like, it's embedded to operate a certain way. It's embedded to act a certain way. And just the whole function of it, nah, we can't fuck with that, man. Like, yeah, y'all got me fucked up, man. I got my dictionary here today, man. Like, for real, like, I got a whiteboard up with some big words on it, so I can sound smart for y'all. Like, I want y'all to listen to me. Like, so, Constitution, Institution, Gratitude. Those are big words. Like, I'm smart. I told y'all. I'm just like, yeah, my bad. I read the wrong part of the fucking whiteboard right now. But yeah, we back with it, man. Free all the killers and real niggas. And y'all know what I mean when I fucking say that. Like, y'all know the troubles people face. Y'all know the system. Y'all know the blah, 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 blah. Real shit. Yeah, I just said that on the podcast. Shout out to Spotify. Shout out to Google. So I was on the fucking CBD the other night, and I was bumping some fucking Bob Marley. This is a random fucking story, but I was just bumping some Bob Marley, and I was just thinking, y'all, like, what fucking city would Bob be from if he was from Florida? Like, would he be that profound? Or I feel like Bob Marley would be like a Trick Daddy or some shit, like, if he was from Florida, which is a fucking plus, man. Like, this should be lucky, dude. Yeah, but I've been thinking about Bob, like, man, I want to be able to smoke more weed than Bob one day. I know there's something way more significant and important I should have said right then and there, but nah, man, I just want to smoke weed with Bobby one day. That shit's fire as fuck. Like, fuck it. Like, real fucking talk. And speaking of gas and weed, man, I want to give a fucking direct message to all you fucking crazy Floridians out there who scrambled for fucking gas and made it to where my mom and my fucking sisters couldn't even really get to work because y'all got motherfuckers putting, bro, I'm talking to my engineer, by the way, like, he got important shit to do, so don't worry about what he's doing right now. He's engineering. But yeah, bro, like, this whole fucking week, you had motherfuckers because I guess there was some pipeline burst or some shit. I don't know the details, bro. You never can really trust what they tell us. But there was some pipeline burst apparently, like somewhere far as fuck from Florida. And since Florida heard about it, we got into this crazy, sick fucking panic mode. Basically, buying up everything in the stores. It's the same, like, bro. They were buying up all the tissues and gas. Like, tissues and gas, bro, that's shit. It's a real shit storm. Like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know what's going on. But, like, I don't know why people just keep buying up shit so fast with the panic mode buying. But basically, my whole conclusion is that I'm going to, like, basically start a tissue company, bro, selling toilet paper. I'm going to start selling straws and shit and napkins because I see how it's going to go in the future. Like, motherfuckers are going to keep panic buying. And these napkin companies and these toilet paper companies and all this stupid shit, these sanitizer companies are going to keep getting rich. So, yeah, man, if you want some sanitizer, I got you out here, man. You want to wipe your ass, I got you. Or you can go to Houghton Street. Them niggas will wipe your ass like real fucking shit, like on some real shit. Like, so, hey, millennials, I also got a question for y'all, man. Shout out to the millennials. But tell me what it's called when you're concerned about the future and you do nothing about it. Like, because I feel like I'm stuck in that fucking paradox. And I feel like a lot of other millennials are too. We're super stressed about the future, but I don't want to say we're complacent, but since the world is transitioning weird around us, we just chilling. Like, we feel like we're stalemated. We feel like I said, to go back to what I said earlier, there's an uncertainty about the future. People are unsure. People are losing trust in their governments. As you can see from the last, before this corona shit, even before that, there was uprising in Japan. There was uprising in Africa. There was uprising in Europe. There was Great Britain, like anywhere you can name it, South America. Their people was already warring with their governments. And like I said, people are uncertain about the future. Our civilized institutions have basically failed us, and this is what you get from it. You get the wrath of the people, the same people you sworn to protect. Like, yeah, we here. Hey, like I told y'all, this is going to be like a slightly darker podcast. I didn't really wake up feeling like I was ready to like fuck around like that, but I did wake up feeling like I had to come here and be just transparent and real with y'all. I guess because I'm a Gemini, it can click on and off like that. But bad joke segment time, like, just to lighten it up. So basically the bad joke segment on the Unidentified Floridian Object Podcast, UFO Podcast, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I call it UFO Pod. I don't want to be saying all that shit, honestly. Like, it's an all right name, but I ain't going to be saying all that shit every time. So bad joke segment, UFO Pod. We say jokes that probably shouldn't be said. They're not my jokes. I'm not the creator or nothing. I'm not taking credit for them. I just, maybe I heard them like somewhere in the deep south. Maybe I saw it on Instagram. Maybe I heard it from my uncle or some shit. Like, just a bad joke that probably shouldn't be said. So today, this bad joke comes in form of a fucking story. And basically, the story goes like this. There was this guy. He was driving on the road, like, normal day and shit like that. And he slowed down at a stop sign. And then he kept going past the fucking stop sign. So while going past stop sign, he got pulled over by a cop. The cop approached the man's car, pulled him out, started beating the fuck out of him with a stick, beating him bloody. Like, it was fucking crazy. So as the guy's laying on his back, he's saying, "Why the fuck, like, are you beating me still?" And the cop looked him in his eyes. He said, "Okay, well, would you like me to fucking slow down or would you like me to stop? Because you didn't do that at the stop sign." And that's the bad joke segment. Like, it was a fucking story. It's fucked up. Like, I'm not saying it's right at all, but that's just reality. Like, should he have stopped? Like, who should have stopped? The cop or him? I don't know. This shit's bad, man. Like, yeah, man. So cops are the new KK. That's my whole synopsis. That's the conclusion. Like, shit's ratchet out here for real. Bad joke segment. All right, so we bite. I'm back in it. Yo, shout out to them Florida artists, man. Shout out to y'all Florida artists that's coming up. Keep that shit up. Like, you're doing your fucking thing. Oh, wait, hold up. Before I want to get on the Florida artists, I want to shout out to the fucking badass down south who stole two police cars during a high-speed chase. Oh, man. So Yeah, bro, let me tell y'all this story. So I don't know the fucking details because I'm not a rat, but I did hear that. Yeah, bro, this guy, he's running from the fucking cops. He's in one police car fucking running from him or some shit like that. So then it makes perfect sense, bro. He did what was logically correct. Like, if you're out and he got out of the car for some other reason, a bunch of, like, narcs on his ass. And, I mean, I guess he had to get another car some way, somehow, bro. And he got into the police cruiser. He pulled off, like, on some real G shit. Like, that's basically what, that's what you're supposed to do in that situation, bro. Like, fuck them narcs, man. Like, hey, catch me. Catch me. I'm doing the race. Free that boy, TK, man. We're doing the fucking race. Like, man, free that boy, Tank. Free that boy, Darius. Like, free that nigga Bubba. Like, we in this bitch. Free that nigga AJ and Hammer. It's up there. Like, fuck that. RP that nigga Marvin. RP goddamn Chris, man. RP my brother Chris, for real. Like, that's some other deep shit that we'll get into. But just know it's a reason why us young motherfucking project motherfuckers act the way we do out here. Like, it ain't just no CBD break. It ain't just no motherfucking reckless acts out here. This shit going down in Jacksonville ain't just no reckless shit. This shit going down and down south ain't just reckless. However, it does look reckless, but the shit's organized, the shit's fucked up, and like, there's something that we gotta do about it, because we got some talented motherfuckers down there, some young kings, and we wanna see them make it. We wanna see them get through this shit, like, real talk. And speaking of kings and queens, I wanna slide into the whole phase segment of this podcast. I just basically want to ask y'all and want y'all to think about, like, what happened during y'all's hoe phase, and when was y'all hoe phase? Did y'all hoe phase start in middle school, like a lot of Floridians, or did y'all hoe phase start, like, in college or some shit like that? Because I feel like a hoe phase, if your hoe phase starts anywhere after college, you're a fucking piece of shit and you're irresponsible. Get your fucking hoeing out the way way earlier. That's for guys and girls. Get your fucking hoeing out the way. But yeah, man, so basically, like, I know y'all know what a hoe phase is, but it's basically a time in your life where you're very, very, very open-minded. Very, very open-minded to, like just slaying shit, you know, just fucking around, just being out there. Like, anybody who's fucked, like, four people in 1 week knows that feels shitty. Like, that's just gross as fuck. So the hoe phase is a rough fucking period, and you kind of got to get through it. Ladies, I urge you to get through your hoe phases. It's okay. Fuck what us dudes think. We're hoes all the time. Get through your hoe phase, you know. Get your coin, sis. Fuck. Like, do your thing. Like, guys, don't try to cuff any of your hoes during the hoe phase. Like, the hoe phase is supposed to be exactly that, a phase. Like, don't fucking get stuck on some crazy shit. Like, real fucking talk. Like, we gotta stay real out here, man. I was trying to think of some conspiracies for y'all, because since this is UFO podcast, we got to be all about conspiracies. Like I was trying not to get too deep in my conspiracy bag. Like, I was thinking of conspiracies, like, on the fucking bud and shit, like, on the trees. And I was like, oh man, the Truman Show. This shit's all the fucking Truman Show. Like, we all into some deep fucking simulation, time warp, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, man, that shit was just lame at the fucking time, man. Like, all the conspiracies are true. There's no such thing as a conspiracy. Like, all that shit's like, it can happen, trust me. And speaking of it can happen, this is my crazy conspiracy. I just thought of one. I believe, and this is going to be some, like, UFO spatial type conspiracy weird shit. Like I said, man, we on some Florida nigga shit every day, but we on some UFO shit today. Fuck it. So I got a conspiracy. I got a theory that, and it's a similar theory to a lot of other people's, but I put my own sauce on it. And I'll tell you where it's original to my idea. But there's a theory that we're in a simulation. There's, like, parallel universes and shit like that. And, yeah, I believe in it. I think it's, like, I don't think we're just the only thing out here. Like, and y'all bear with me because I'm ranting. Fuck it. But basically, I had this thought that if you can conceive it or you can think about it in your head, that it exists somewhere in the universe. I'm not some, like, prideful human that thinks that we can generate a thought that's not possible in the universe. So yeah, man, if you could think of anything, if you could think of a car with fucking frog legs and wings or some shit, that means it existed or it exists somewhere in the universe. I don't think our thoughts are that powerful that we can create something that's unoriginal to the universe. That's my theory. Anything we can think of has existed before, no matter how far-fetched it is. Fuck it. Florida niggas stand up. So, yeah, that's my conspiracy, man. Like, if you could think about it, it exists. There's nothing you could think about that doesn't exist. Universal shit. I also got another conspiracy. Man, I know us fucking humans, like, we haven't figured it out yet. But I know there got to be some cool powers and some shit that we get from the moon. Like, there's wolves, there's turtles, there's other animals in the fucking the food chain that gets, like, weird little powers from the moon and shit like that. But I think it's, I don't know, man. I think it's some cool shit that Floridians or, like, just humans in general can get from the moon. Like, if we stand out on a fucking hill, like, 12:35 at night with a fucking blunt in our hand and some stones around us, we may get wings or something. I don't know. I just feel like the moon, we haven't discovered all the capabilities of it yet. And if we could just stop killing each other for a fucking year, maybe we can maybe figure some shit out, you know, some cool shit out there. I personally want to know, like, there may be like some cool ass like bud leaves down in the ocean, and those cool caves or something that we don't know about. So my whole point is, ain't no conspiracy a fucking conspiracy. That shit's all true. I listen to them niggas. They the fact finders. We thought it was a conspiracy when Ed Snowden said that the fucking government was spying on us. We thought that shit was like a rumor. Oh, man, they don't have the capabilities, blah, blah, blah. Nigga basically had to risk his whole fucking life to show us. Like, Julian Assange, owner of WikiLeaks, creator of WikiLeaks. It's niggas like that that got to risk their fucking life to fucking show us the fucking truth. Like, niggas like Malcolm X who got to risk their fucking life to show us the truth. And basically, those guys weren't censored. Like, they knew that to get freedom, it took death. And I'm not just trying to be, like, heavy on y'all today. I know y'all wanted a great audio adventure, but fucking bear with me. Like I said, I'm here for the mental currency. Like, you can support it. You can hate it. It is what it is. Like, the fact of the matter is we're living in some trying times. And this shit's, like, fucking rough out here. So, like, what do you do? Well, I tell you what you don't do. You don't fucking lay on your back and not survive. I'll tell you that. And that's for any side. You hate, you love. Don't lay on your fucking back. Like, don't lay on your back. Survive. Do whatever it fucking takes. Like, so, the CBD got me, like, fucking mentally froze right now. What's that? I forgot the name of that guy who said he feels like an astronaut in the ocean or some shit like that. That's not how I feel. I just thought of that song. But now I think I want to transition into, like, because I've been talking about dark shit. So when I talk about dark shit, it makes me think of the NRA. Makes me think of, like, gun companies and shit. Oh, shit. I dropped the fucking lighter. Here you go, bro. Nah, it's all good. We're going to keep that in there. We ain't got to edit shit out, bro. Hey, we giving y'all the real life shit. Real life shit. I just dropped the lighter. I'm just fucking with you. They don't give a fuck, bro. I know y'all don't give a fuck about this. I'll get back to the shit. But I'll get back to it after the CBD, man, you know? Like, I'm finally glad that the world, or I wouldn't say glad because it's not moving fast enough, but we got to do something about this marijuana problem. Like, we got to do something about the vilification of marijuana and, like, ultimately the mass incarceration of marijuana. Double-edged sword. I'm liking that it's opening up and that people are starting to fuck with it. But I also feel a certain type of way because I still got niggas that's locked up for that shit. I got uncles that's sitting in Fed doing Fed time because they had a few pounds of weed on them. Like, what the fuck? You drop weed off in any fucking neighborhood, nothing will happen. That neighborhood will be better and it'll prosper more. Try to doing that with any other drug. Try doing that with alcohol. Hell. You drop those off in any neighborhood, those are arguably poison. I fuck with it all, you know? Like, I like it all. Don't get me wrong. But, like, come on, man. Mary Jane's, that shit's the healing component. TAC, what's up? We got to get that shit right. Free all them niggas that's locked up for that shit. Like, that's coming from the UFO pod. Like, I ain't finna see y'all motherfuckers out here selling that shit. Like, man, bro, white people are super hustlers, bro. White people are fucking that's crazy, bro. White people fucking hustlers, man. That shit's crazy. So like I said, niggas, y'all get y'all shit right so we can get into the weed game the right way too. So when that money do come, we gotta get a piece of that, like, for real. I've basically ran through all my so-called topics I had today. So now I'm just on the air, like, just literally giving y'all shit that's coming off of my fucking brain right now. And honestly, to be candid with y'all, I think I'm, like, kind of approaching to this pod. But I just want to tell y'all, or I want to speak to the new podcasters real quick before I get out of here. The podcasting industry has been around, like, for a good little minute. There's always been, like, some sort of, like, audio transmission or some shit like that to the people. And podcasting is a great platform from that, like, for that. You know, you don't have to be censored. Like, you listen to these radio guys, you listen to these news anchors, you listen to these, like, even journalists. They have to talk with a certain structure that's appropriate sometimes, but, like, that's not how those fucking people are. They're not really speaking their minds. And although I don't preach hate, I do rather a motherfucker speak his mind and say exactly what the fuck he want to say to me. That way I know how to approach the situation. Don't come to me on that political correctness bullshit. Like, and I can't fuck with that. Like, so like I said, I like podcasting, and I want to tell you new podcasters out there that it's going to be a tough journey, man. Like, even I'm in my third pod, and I've already tried to be censored a few times. Like I'm really fucking dedicated to this shit. Like one job, like, just left another fucking job. I'm fucking dedicated to this shit. So it's going to be a crazy journey, man. But you gotta really stick through it, because, like, I think in the long run, it could be very, very beneficial for a lot of young motherfuckers to have a voice, a platform. Like I said, I'm not one of those fucking boomers who criticize social media because it gives a bunch of young niggas a voice. Fuck that. There's going to be pros. There's going to be cons. But I'd rather listen to 80 million people on a platform than fucking one or two government officials, like, saying that this is how it is. So fuck that. Social media, I'm all for it. Podcasting, I'm all for it. New podcasters, do not censor yourself. There will be a natural process of you being censored if you're out here preaching some hate shit. I guarantee it. But don't fucking censor yourself. Say that shit. Like, you want to say fuck Trump, say fuck Trump. You want to say fuck DeSantis, whatever the fuck his name is. Like, nah, it's up there, man. We stuck. Like, I really appreciate you all coming on this audio journey with me. I appreciate, like, the fact that y'all sit here and listen, y'all download our shit, y'all give us feedback, y'all laugh at our shit. Man, we appreciate it. Like, we working constantly. Like, me and Sean, me and Adrian, me and Vaughn, like, I'm stressing B out every fucking night talking about how, hey, man, we got to get this shit to pop. But I guess my main point to these podcasters is don't censor yourself and find whatever fucking way you can possible to keep it fun. Keep this shit fun, because that's where the creativity comes from. Don't look at this shit like a job. Look at it like, hey, man, I'm about to go fucking have fun. I'm about to roll the blunt up, get on here and talk shit, like, for real. So, yeah. On that note, I'm fucking out of you, man. I'm some real Florida nigga shit, man. Unidentified Floridian Object Podcast. I appreciate y'all sticking with us. Sorry about the feedback loops from the fucking last podcast, the water balloon effect. Like, we learned a valuable fucking lesson. I almost forgot to mention that, bro. Like, that was not the engineer's fucking fault. Sean is a fucking beast over this motherfucker. We'll put Sean up to challenge any one of you pussies out there. Jamie, what's up? What's up, man? My nigga Sean bout that shit, bro. It's like a fucking geniuses over here. So, like I said, the feedback loop was basically, like, my fault. My phone was fucking going off through the whole thing. I was trying to multitask on some, like, octopus vibes. Like, that's what I was trying to fucking do. Like, real shit. Like, that's what we're being out here. We're being octopuses, bro. You know, I think I seen something about how octopus can rewrite their own DNA or some shit. And that, like, scientists did a study and they were thinking that octopi, whatever, however you say that shit. Is it octopies? Like, man, I don't know. But there was some study saying that, yeah, octopussy. So there was a study basically saying that octopussy basically arrived on Earth from a comet, and that octopussy is basically the most foreign animal, like, that we have on Earth. And they can rewrite their own DNA, kind of like what we're going to do with this podcast. Unidentified Floridian Object Podcast. We out your mouth, bitch. Yo, we bite, man. We outy. Unidentified Floridian Object Podcast, UFO Podcast. Hey, if you want to support a young Florida nigga, you can follow us on Instagram at UFO Pod. And that's all it is. Like, that's ours. UFO Pod. You'll see a purplish, like, cover work with some, like, young niggas with wigs and tats and shit like that. That's what we about. You can also follow us on Spotify or follow us on Google. We're on both of those platforms. We coming soon on the Apple shit. Like, Apple's coming soon, trust me. Like, they're not far from the tree. But, yeah, if you want to fuck with us on those. Go follow us. Comment on our page. Like, tell us all the crazy shit, crazy stories from your city. And we'll just... You'll just see how fucking wild it is living in this jungle called Florida. Unidentified Floridian Object Podcast, UFO Podcast. We outie.